Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Good morning, friends. This is What's on Your Mind. Cranking up a beautiful, doesn't it feel like it's like beach weather out there? I mean, just ginormous blue sky.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Sun is shining.
I don't know if I'm into the beach, and, you know, maybe the polar plunge.
It feels like much warmer than it is just because of the cold snap what we lost here not long ago. So,
is it me or
I'm excited?
Is every friend and family in one way or another either in Florida, Texas, Arizona, or Mexico right now?
Yeah.
It's like,
I dislike
them. I got like four friends that don't know each other, and they're all in Cabo right now. They have no idea. They don't know each other, but they're all down there.
I dislike them.
They're, I know, right? Well, yeah.
They're canceled.
A little envious there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good to be envious, but I got it. Just saying.
Exactly right. We just looked into a couple of warmer weather getaways, and the prices have skyrocketed.
Yeah, we got lucky with our
airfares.
Our purchase. A couple of weeks. Heading on the Southwest tour in a couple of weeks. Not Southwest Airlines either.
Southwest as in?
Vegas, and then we're driving out to Phoenix to see some family and friends and over to Palm Springs. See more family, and back to Vegas.
Man. Yeah,
Southwest Triangle down there.
You don't sit still on a vacation.
No. You ever done that that area part of the country, done that road trip? It's beautiful.
No?
Yeah. Vegas down to Phoenix is across the Hoover Dam and head down through Wickenburg, and it's a beautiful drive.
Funny story about Las Vegas. My daughter is a student at ASU. And so Marie and I usually trade off and, you know, mm-hmm. bring her down and bring her back and doing a massive road trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming out of Arizona. We're into New Mexico, and I see a sign that says Las Vegas. So I'm like, well, we should make it a point to go through Vegas on our way home. You know? Have a little fun, maybe stay there for a night, whatever.
Wrong side of the Rockies.
Wrong Vegas.
Oh,
there's a Las Vegas,
oh,
New Mexico.
Mexico, yes, there is. Yeah.
Because I'm starting like, what? It's not going to be 50 miles to Las Vegas. No. We're a lot further away than
You're
that.
You're right. Wrong Vegas.
That was the famous trip where I said, I think I was talking to you on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm all of a sudden I'm in Kansas. I'm like,
yeah.
Kansas? What am I doing in Kansas? I thought I was going to Nebraska here, for crying out loud. Yeah. I just kind of decided to use my nose rather
than
GPS.
Yeah, and the Google Map thing, you got to always be double-checking that, see where you're at,
yeah.
See where it's taking you, not some farm field somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Busy show today. As we mentioned, we have Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider on a topic I want to ask you about here in a moment. Also, the State of the Union address is tomorrow, and evidently we're going to hear from Biden. They're telling us federal police reform in his speech. What does that even mean? I don't like the sound of it, but we're going to try and figure out what that's all about and unpack that a little bit today with an expert and Pat Trainer from Dakota Medical Foundation will be here to count down the hours to Giving Hearts Day. Do you want the seatbelt law in North Dakota to be primary versus the way it is now secondary? It is the law in North Dakota that you must buckle up. Okay, that is a law, and there's a penalty for not buckling up. The enforcement of it is what they call secondary enforcement, meaning that unless you do something else wrong, you're not pulled over for that. If you're speeding and you're not wearing your seatbelt, you're going to get a ticket for speeding and also for not wearing your seatbelt. They are debating, and it's passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. It now goes to the House. This is not new. There's a lot of statistics that tell you, with the seatbelt on, you have a better chance of surviving, especially a rollover. I have this little habit, because I'm a proponent of this change, that when I see, as we get from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, an accident report, I look to see if there's a fatality, and then I look to see if there's a rollover. And I won't say always, but the vast majority of the time there's a rollover, there's an ejection, and there's a fatality. So, statistically, the argument there is you are safer with a seatbelt on, so if we have the law already, why wouldn't we enforce it? That's my view. What's yours? 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 to call us, 855-200-1776. What do you think? Emailer says, not wearing your seatbelt in North Dakota should not be a primary enforcement action. Disagrees with what the Senate has just passed right there. You can also email us always, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All of us get the email if you send it, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And it's anonymous unless you choose to put your email address in there. We always appreciate that. Text us, 701-237-1590 as well. Texter says, is there any progress on the bill to up the speed limit on the interstates in North Dakota? I don't know where that is at right now. I know it is something that is going to be debated and will be in the legislative session. So stay tuned for that. Let us know what you think. Somebody says, this is a texter, the only difference between Las Vegas, New Mexico, and the other Vegas is there's less tweakers and drunks at the one in New Mexico.
Yeah. I'm sure they could probably compete, though. It's New Mexico.
What is a tweaker, by the way? I don't
know what meth head.
Yikes. Okay. Not planning on going to Las Vegas, New Mexico anytime soon. Bumper request. Good sunny day to play Sunshine on My Shoulder, John Denver.
Oh, anytime. You bet.
Makes me happy. Hope it makes you happy, too. Of course it does. Great song.
JD.
Steve, you're on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for calling. Hello, Steve. Steve, are you there? All right.
Well, what do you know about that one?
Mike.
Yeah.
You're first then, Steve. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Scott, look, I think that seatbelt law is a good thing. I have a friend of mine who, attempting to avoid a deer, he rolled his truck. If he hadn't been wearing his seatbelt, he might have been killed. And, I mean, like, I saw this truck. It was in pretty bad shape. We had coffee yesterday, and we were sitting down talking about it. If he hadn't been wearing his seatbelt, God knows what would have happened. I just really think the seatbelt law is a good thing because it saves lives. It isn't a matter of personal liberty or anything. It's a matter of saving your life. A truck or a car can be replaced. You can't. And believe me, a police officer, it's the last thing he wants to do is to come to a house and give them the death message because that person wasn't wearing their seatbelt and they were killed in the accident.
Very, very good point, Mike. I mean, do it for law enforcement. If you back the blue, they support this law, number one. Number two, they're the ones that have to do that. You're exactly right. Think of the trauma of that.
Yeah.
Knocking on doors saying, hey, your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, not coming home. Couldn't agree with you anymore, Mike. Thank you. Steve is next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Steve.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, a little disconnection there of some sort. Yeah, with the seatbelt law, I wear my seatbelt all the time. I think it's a good law. My only question is it difficult to see? I don't know. I'm not a police officer, and I guess I don't spend a lot of time staring into other vehicles. Can you tell? I mean, my thought would be it just may be challenging with winter jackets. That type of thing, and then you're stopping people that are, and you know, is that worth the hassle? Don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, and I've asked this question before to say, okay, if it were a primary law, do you do like stings for it? And they're basically saying, no, they have no plans to do any of that, and I don't think they're going to be staring into vehicles. I think it's more of an integrity issue. If we have a law, why shouldn't it be a primary enforcement? You know.
One more thing, Scott, on the quote unquote police reform, and I think the biggest tragedy of you know this vindiction against the police officers is so ridiculous. Cops have done some really bad things, and tragically, people have lost their lives. But where this needs to start is helping people understand to not fight with police officers.
Amen.
They're put in a very difficult situation.
That's a good point. It's a very good point, Steve. Don't resist. Arrest, the smartest thing you can tell a youngster, ever, ever, ever.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been Hot Springs Spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons. For a very long time. You know how long? We're talking about over 100 years. Has been serving this region. It's pretty incredible. And what I love about H.A. Thompson & Sons is a long list. But I'll pick one of the things today to tell you about, and that is that they are a link service contractor. So imagine you own a building, say it's an office building, and there are a number of mechanical systems in that office building. H.A. Thompson & Sons will maintain all of the systems. If they break down, they replace them. You pay one static price. It is all about really certainty on the bottom line, knowing exactly what you're going to have rather than, oh, no, that broke? There goes this month. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com for details. Ask them about link service contractors and those cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements from HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. 701-271-1100. Question of the day. Should North Dakota, it's basically up to the House now because the Senate has passed this overwhelmingly. Law enforcement is for this. Despite that, it has been a number of sessions where this has been debated and not passed. So I would say it'll have the toughest time in the House, but given that it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, it's probably got a little more wind at the back than it normally would. What do you think of a primary seatbelt law in North Dakota, meaning you could be pulled over for not wearing it? We have the law now, just that it's a secondary enforcement. You can only be charged with it, cited for it, if you're pulled over for something else. Off-air call here.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Yeah, when it comes to the seatbelt law, it's stupid. Leave it alone. If I want to become roadkill and the cops don't want to touch me or EMPs or anything like that, scoop me up with a loader, dump me in the landfill or dump me in the hole.
Jeez.
And be done with it. It's my choice if I want to become roadkill. Whatever. Come on. Don't be so dumb. I mean, not you guys are, but I mean the state. Don't be so dumb.
Not you
it's
guys.
My choice.
Was kind. I thought he was calling us dumb for a minute.
He's
but
a little,
then,
I mean, I've definitely treat you a little better than scoop you up with the loader, but, you know.
I think that caller, we should save that call.
Yeah.
Because that call personifies the North Dakota approach to more government.
Well, you can take that back to the COVID argument, too, and swim at my own risk. Can I just live my life if I decide I don't want to wear the seatbelt, I don't have to wear the seatbelt? I mean, you know, if I want to drink the sugar soda, I'll do that. If I want to use the plastic straw, I mean.
The only thing I would say to that caller is we already have a law that you have to buckle up.
Right.
You already have a law.
Now it becomes a reason that they can pull you over
right.
for it, though.
And I would also tell you this, if you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. I mean, chances are no different than, you know, going 80 and 75 mile an hour speed limit zone on the interstate. Chances are you're not going to be picked up for that. So, you know, you can do it. What law enforcement is saying is that the statistics prove if you wear it, your chance of survival is much better. Now, I know this gentleman is being, you know, tough guy. Hey, what's the deal? I don't want to wear the thing. I'll bet his wife wants him home. I bet his children want him home. I bet his grandchildren want to see him. So I would ask them before I would be all crass about, what is the difference if I die and get scooped up and, you know.
Well, if he has, you know, again, that's personal choice. You know, let me live my life at my own risk. I accept the responsibilities of not being vaccinated or not wearing my seatbelt or not, you know, wearing cold-soled shoes or whatever.
The only thing I'm saying is we already have a law for seatbelt.
Yep.
So it's already in place. We're only talking about how it's enforced. Texter says, yes, we want people wearing seatbelts, but how can it be enforced when we can't even enforce slow drivers in the left lane? Non-use of blinkers or cell phone use. I think the officers are busy enough unless they're just hiding in a ditch waiting for people. Bigger fish to fry. Here's the answer to that. The statistics also tell you in places where they previously had a secondary enforcement, that if there's a primary enforcement, that if people believe they could be pulled over for a seatbelt, more of them wear a seatbelt. And the statistics tell you the more people wear a seatbelt, the more lives are saved in these accidents. So that's why they're pushing it. I'm telling you, that's why they're pushing it. I have a very simple argument on this. I love law enforcement. I don't want to just back the blue when it's convenient for me. I want to trust them. And they see enough statistics to make this a priority for them. That's why they're before the legislature talking about it. Listener says, I'll take dangerous freedom and limited government. I don't need or want a police state to keep me safe. Another says, seatbelt laws are designed to entrap the poor and fill the coffers of law enforcement. That's it. They're really not. And your statement suggests to law enforcement that they're dishonest, that they're doing this because they want money. I don't think law enforcement's dishonest at all. All right, let's see who else is here. I'm sick of seeing cops and highway patrolmen staring at their computers while driving. If they're trying to figure out if someone is wearing their seatbelt or not, that'll just create another distraction for them. Okay. All right. Texture, different topic. So does reform mean IRS agents? Or what are you thinking? My thoughts are they want to do away with anything local and have a Chinese-like super police. Give us your thoughts. Let's go to Mike on the road first. Hello, Mike. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Well, on the seatbelt thing, I was in law enforcement and EMS. And you go to a couple bad crashes, you realize that I get the whole, you know, don't want any more law enforcement in your life, too. But once you've gone to a few accidents, yeah, it's worth taking 2 minutes to put that seatbelt on. So just something to think about. You know, I get the freedom. You don't want to be told what to do. But like I said, you go to a few bad accidents where it's quite obvious that the car survived the accident. And had the seatbelt been worn, you'd be standing there talking to somebody, not picking them up. So just my 2 cents worth on that.
Well, that's more than two cents worth.
I've heard a number of paramedics EMS talk about that, too.
Yeah, I mean,
There's no doubt.
That, to me, is something that's very worthy in the middle of this debate. And, again, we're not talking about should there be a seatbelt law, should there not be. There is. We're just talking about how it's enforced, and we're talking about if it's primary, more people wear them. And then, as a paramedic, you see less of the really bad stuff. So, in my mind, you explained it well. Hope people heed that call. Thanks a bunch. The previous texter, I believe, was talking about something we're going to talk about next hour, and that is police reform. Police reform. I when Joe Biden at the State of the Union address is talking about police reform, I would say, let me channel him here. Let me do a Karnak on him. He hates cops. That's what I'm thinking.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rubble, and no one can hear you, no one can reach out to you. People are scared. Everybody's on the street. That's what makes me sad, and that's what makes me cry.
Errol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for 3 decades. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
By request today, because it's sunny out there and we're loving this nice sunshine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boy, I miss that guy.
A great John Denver.
John Denver fan.
Remember the movie Oh God?
Oh, loved it. Loved it.
It was a great show.
Best.
Weren't they like a Pacer or something? They're driving around.
Yeah,
in a Pacer.
Yeah,
AMC Pacer.
Rolling Aquarium.
Yeah.
My buddy in high school, Mike Menzel, he and his family went out to Aspen skiing over spring break or Christmas or something. Ended up meeting John Denver in the lift line. And after a little conversation, John Denver invited him all over to his home for Christmas or whatever, dinner, whatever. And, yeah, it was Thanksgiving, maybe. Yeah, and he had pictures with him, and, yeah, he was the best ever. Just invited us over for dinner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Great story. Love it. All right, continuing our conversation on House Bill, now Senate Bill 2362, rather. It's passed in the Senate first, and over in the House now, Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider here to talk about. This is the bill that we've been talking about that would take the seatbelt law in North Dakota from a secondary enforcement to a primary enforcement. Sheriff Schneider, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning, Scott.
I have to hesitate from calling you Sheriff Andy because that could be turned into some kind of Mayberry RFD joke or something like that. So
I was gonna age myself by saying my most recent memories of John Denver are spoiled from the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Another good one there for sure. Well, appreciate you joining us. I know you've worked hard on interacting with members of the legislature. First of all, overall, I mean, huge Senate win. How you feeling in the House?
You know, the House has always proposed more challenges to us just naturally by their take on it. And there's a big group in the House of Representatives over there in the House that say that you're violating my rights and you're taking away my freedoms, when in actuality, I mean, I just don't know how else to put it, but this bill's not about citations. This is about life, valuing human life, and trying to get loved ones home to see the people that want to see them most by simply taking not 2 minutes, like one of your callers said, less than 2 seconds to grab a strap with a metal latch attached to the end of it and put it in a little slot to keep them inside the vehicle, because that's where they're designed to stay. I haven't seen a vehicle design yet that is designed to eject you in a rollover to make sure that you're thrown further away from the vehicle for your safety. I mean, they make some fighter jets that are designed like that, but those still come with seat belts to keep you in the seat to launch you out safely.
I want that in my next car. Can you order that in your next truck? That'd be fun.
I don't have any contacts for GM, but nor do I have the knowledge or expertise in that. But, yeah, vehicles were designed for us to stay inside the cage, not to be thrown out or about the inside of it.
do you really have kind of a, I mean, it's basically law enforcement and the argument you just made versus don't tell me what to do, kind of North Dakota mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what it is. And, you know, the reality with this whole bill is you can stack it up to any existing law that you have right now, traffic laws. There's people that drive 65 and a 55. Not everybody abides by the 55 speed limit. There's people that still text and drive. There's people that distract and are driving distracted. But my opinion, I guess, is that the legislature enacts laws for a majority of people. I mean, there's still people breaking laws every single day. There's a reason that the jails are full, right? And it's not because the law was written and they know better now, so they shouldn't do that. They're making the choice to violate those. We're trying to impact the crowd that on my side of the state, eastern North Dakota here, the people that cross the river, and as soon as they hit the water, they buckle up because they know it's a, I don't even know how much it is anymore in Minnesota now, somewhere between $70 and $150 for simply not wearing your seatbelt. People buckle up because they don't want to get pulled over and they don't want that citation. And that's giving Minnesota the effect and the impact that they wanted on traffic crashes. It's just terrible, honestly, when we go to a crash. There's nothing worse than a deputy rolling up on a crash and you walk up on a vehicle and you don't hear anything. Because what does silence mean? Silence is usually death. And you would rather hear somebody screaming, crying, or hanging upside down than hearing nothing on a crash. And if we can keep those people in those vehicles, we're more likely to get them home, whether it's that night or a couple days after staying in the hospital.
You know, in reading traffic accident reports, I'm always amazed at the amount of rollovers, ejections, fatalities. It's just, I don't know what the math is, but I know this, the vast majority that are not wearing a seatbelt, that are ejected, roll over, die. And, yeah. I mean, the stats are on your side here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of fatalities just that could have been likely prevented by simply buckling up. You know, there's been, I shouldn't say to date because I haven't updated the stats since Friday or seen the updated stats, but as of Friday, I believe, and I could be misspeaking here, but I believe there were 7 fatalities to date in North Dakota as of Friday. And of those, 6 of them were in vehicles that could have had a seatbelt option, right? So there was one that was not related to a seatbelt or didn't have a seatbelt in it. I don't know if it was a snowmobile or what it was. But of those, only one was wearing their seatbelt. You know, and we understand that there's crashes that take place where you're not going to survive, whether you're buckled up or not, right? But this is something where, you know, we want to play the percentage and the odds. And I think it's something that's very important and something that's missed is by the taxpayers is by people's choice / freedom / right to not buckle up is legitimately costing them hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, millions most likely. And I see that directly impacting my agency. I send deputies out to a rollover or whatever type of crash and there's a fatality involved. I don't typically let that officer work the next day. We're paying them time off so they can get their head straight. Sometimes, depending on the situation, we're sending them to talk to a professional to make sure that their mental health is in a state where they can actually serve the public. You know, they have to pass a check, a mental health check, because I don't need an officer trying to go out and serve the citizens of Grand Forks County when all they're thinking about is seeing this guy that was missing half his head and an arm, you know, dead, and then going and talking to his wife and just having flashbacks of those conversations. I don't need him responding to a domestic. You know, I don't need him trying to talk to you about a theft that occurred prior. We need to make sure that they're mentally stable, and that stuff costs money. That's not free. And we use taxpayer dollars to, obviously out of our budget, to pay for those services. So there is a direct impact for all of these crashes that law enforcement deals with. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's what you signed up for. That's what you know what you're getting into. Yeah, we all know the likelihood of things that we would have to deal with, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, we have this armor skin of steel, you know, that makes us able to tolerate everything. And it does take an effect and an impact on officers, and it's my job as a leader of this agency and overseeing them to make sure that they're capable to return back to work after they deal with those, because somebody had the right and the choice to get their head cut in half because they didn't want to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, I can't even imagine having to drive to, you know, someone's home and tell a mom or a dad that their son or daughter has died in an accident. I mean, that just doesn't shake off when you head back to the car, right? The squad car.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that being a very, very, this is the most greedy I've ever been in my job is when I was promoted to a supervisor, a sergeant. One thing that I refused to do after that is death notifications, because I just, that was the worst part of my job, you know. And the other worst part is, like, we're humans, we're people, we're cops. We chose this job to make a living, you know, obviously. A mediocre living at that. And, most of us have families or people we go home to at the end of each day. And you go home to your family at the end of the day after dealing with a fatal that could have been prevented. And your wife, your kids ask you how your day was. You know, hey dad, how was your day? Or hey mom, how was your day? What are you going to tell your kids? Well, you're going to tell them it was good. And then you're going to sit there and try to choke down dinner. Well, all you can think about or see is this, you know, person that you just dealt with along with their family after you made the notification, and that it has an impact on us. Like, we're humans, we have souls, you know, we get up and put our pants on the same way as everybody else, and we have training, but you can't overcome all of this stuff with just training.
Emailer says, why is it the state's issue if I wear my seatbelt or not? If you do it because your wife wants you to, okay. If you do it because your insurance wants you to, okay. If you do it because you don't want to be a stain for someone to be traumatized over, okay. Why is it a law at all? I don't like making it a primary enforcement. What would you say to that person?
I think that, we've been asked by the legislature year after year, there's a group of legislatures. I mean, look in North Dakota. It's primary rural. I get it. I grew up in the country. My dad still lives out. My parents still live out of town. My grandparents are from Knox, North Dakota. I grew up driving around there not wearing seatbelts, right? I get it. We're rural. North Dakota's a rural state. And, for a majority of the state, there's people driving gravel roads at whatever speed they want. Well, there's plenty of fatalities that happen on gravel roads as well. But we've taken so many measures. And when I say we, I shouldn't be taking credit for this. I mean, there's just this massive team at the state, you know, statewide that is working on this, the Vision Zero initiative. But the legislature over and over says, you know, we need to do highway improvements. We need to work on safety. We need more education. And so every year this bill gets voted down, okay, what do they want us to do? And the state goes through the checklist. Okay, well, let's get more education. Well, now there's, I believe, 4 Vision Zero coordinators throughout the state that have quadrants that go and educate kids. Well, people are still dying, you know, and we're doing everything the state does. Driving is a privilege, right? That's not your right. It's a privilege, so...
Hold that thought, if you would, Sheriff. We're going to take a quick break here and come back with more of Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider talking about a bill that soon will be in the House on seatbelt primary enforcement in North Dakota.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values. Support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Some lunch at PetroServe USA today in their Cafe USA. I'm thinking meatloaf might be the ticket today in Harwood, 29 exit. 12th Avenue and I-29, orange chicken today. There's meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Tater tot hot dish on MP Avenue, same with Glendon today. Taco Mac at 45th. Location of PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you and you'd enjoy some good lunch there today. You're going to love it. 11 before the top of the hour, continuing our chat with Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider. Kevin at Fergus Falls for the sheriff. Go ahead, Kevin. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Scott.
You got it.
Hey, did you or Kevin go through driver's training? Are you guys old enough when they had those heavy slant cars that would show an in-town impact at maybe 5 miles an hour, 10, 15, and they'd slide this heavy car up, whatever, and they'd have a dummy in there and strapped in.
I do remember
whatever.
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was in the parking lot of Ramsey Elementary School in Montevideo, Minnesota. I remember it well.
Wasn't that amazing? Just what a in-town collision, even without a head-on, the impact that would happen from behind or front. You know what? Forget the what I think about it, but does anybody remember that? That's all I was calling on.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. Driver's training, all that. We did crash scenes before for proms at high schools before where, you know, they're doing an extrication from the vehicle and, you know, the kids out there in makeup and a lot of blood. And like Sheriff was saying, boy, unless you've been there and seen that, it's nothing you really want to do.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Texter says, I've driven taxis, delivery trucks, and even worked for a couple of years delivering mail. You have no idea what a pain it is to have to buckle and unbuckle a seat every couple of minutes.
Oh, I bet.
Says, this country has turned into a bunch of wimps. It's no wonder it's going downhill so fast. Maybe you should teach people to be better drivers.
Well, even the best drivers get in wrecks. I mean,
I'm wondering how frustrating it is, though, to hear that, you know, version of that from so many people in that sort of North Dakota thought process you talked about earlier, Sheriff.
Last email, like the emailer that doesn't want the government telling them what to do. That's the kind of individual that this law isn't going to impact anyways. Like, we know that we're not going to target him. If people think that if they're worried about getting a citation when they're out checking their cattle, you know, or looking at their crops, driving 15 miles an hour down a gravel road, probably not the individual law enforcement is looking for. I know in Grand Forks County, we have plenty of work to do without looking for citations. Typically, primary seatbelt enforcement is something that would be enforced during a DOT grant-funded program overtime at an overtime rate. So we're just looking to impact that 10 to 20% that says, hey, this is the law. I guess I want to follow the laws, and I'm going to do it. Nothing about the government telling them what to do. I mean, the government tells you what side of the interstate to drive on, and you listen to that. So I guess follow which laws the government tells you that there are, and don't follow the ones you don't want to. And if you're unfortunate someday to come across a law enforcement officer, you might get a $20 ticket. I don't know what else to tell you.
And you can do some math based on the statistics of a change from a secondary enforcement to a primary enforcement of a seatbelt law to know more people will wear the seatbelt and therefore, you know, correlate that out to how many lives you save based on the average amount of accidents, right?
Yeah, I mean, since the last time this was introduced to the legislature 2 years ago, there's been over 200 people killed on North Dakota highways. So, I mean, if that's an acceptable amount to the legislature and to the people that are against it, I guess then that's just the way North Dakota is. You know, that's not acceptable to me. I take it personal when people die on a highway in my county. And that's why we try to run as an aggressive patrol as we can with the overtime assignments in our county. And we try to make sure that people are staying safe in their vehicles and on our highways. I take pride in not dragging bodies out of the ditch over here.
As Texter says, the sheriff won me over. I'm okay with buckling up. So there you go. Progress today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just like an election. You're never going to get everybody to vote in your favor. And if we're able to impact a few people, that's what we're looking for. I'm looking to, you know, keep the county healthy, keep people driving, traveling through that are visiting or just passing through in one piece and alive. And I'm looking at the safety and the health of all my deputies, first responders, tow truck drivers, everybody that has to go and deal with somebody that had the right to not buckle up. So
that's
our goal.
Last text for you, and we'll let you go. My perspective, says this texter, I spent 25 years in law enforcement, small town and big town, 20 years as an EMT on a volunteer ambulance service, 25 years on a volunteer fire department. I have seen many crashes throughout the years, and a vast majority of the fatalities were unrestrained occupants. Your chances of survival are much better inside the vehicle than out. I'm the last one that wants more government regulation, but this is just a common sense thing. I do support a primary seatbelt enforcement. You being killed in a vehicle crash isn't about you. You're dead. But what about your family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess one last comment, if we're running out of time here, I'll make is a lot of times people learn from their mistakes when they're driving. You're texting and driving, you rear end somebody, you're probably going to be done texting and driving, or you go down the ditch or whatever. But not buckling up is typically not one driving action that you're going to get a second chance at. That's a one and done. So,
good point.
If you're not looking for a second chance, that's fine.
Great point. Congrats on all your good work on this. On behalf of law enforcement, the legislature will keep close tabs on the House. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider with us on What's on Your Mind.
Red Bull. 3 16-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle Water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher Meat Sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's Chocolate Bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or T-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.